Gino's back at the radio station now. Gino, I have a question for you, and I want you to at least weigh in on this. Yesterday, several members of our broadcast crew got to see each other completely buck naked. And I would like you to guess who on our broadcast team got to see each other buck naked. So go right ahead.
All right. I'm going to guess John and Fred.
Oh.
Oh,
God, that would have been heaven.
Gino, who would you have wanted to see?
John and Fred.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for the input, Gino. But the correct answer, Katrina, would you like to go ahead and say?
Yes, it was Doreen.
Yes.
Nancy.
Yes.
And Jill.
That's
indeed.
Right. Yes. All right. So, Doreen, fill us in. What happened? So,
yeah, please explain.
All right. So, we're sitting at the pool the other day. The woman's coming over. She wants to, you know, sell us massages. She gives us a little teaser massage. We're
right.
all in.
Buy one, get one. How can you pass it up?
First bit's always free.
Yes. So, she books the three of us, and she says, now, do you want to go together? And we're like, yeah, sure. She said, we have a room with three tables. So, we said, fine. So, we get to the spa, and they give us a robe. They tell us to undress, and then go hang out in the little spa area. They'll come get us. They come get us, they take us into our room, and there's three tables, and the woman says, okay, well, when I leave, then you guys can disrobe. We're all standing by our tables. She tells us which one to go to. And then she says, and then you can put your robes over there. And she points to the other side of the room, like as far away from these tables as we could possibly go. We have to. So either we have to disrobe and walk that way naked and walk back naked, or however you want to do it. And so me and Jill and Nancy, well, actually, we're all looking at each other. Jill and Nancy say nothing, and I drop my robe and say, we're all going to be best friends after this.
I said if I had been there, I would have organized that. I would have been like, okay, one of you, who's the first person to go hang the robe? The other two, look at the wall.
Yeah.
You know? Then number two, go.
Did you ever think that maybe you could have just taken the robe off, gotten under the blanket, and when they came in said, hey, would you mind hanging my robe up for me? Because that's what I would have done.
Are we not rule followers?
You are.
The
you're
three
all,
of us.
Yes. So
I am very
we're
much
talking, for those who don't know,
rule.
We're talking about Marcus's wife, Jill, and Fred Klett's wife, Nancy, and Doreen. So now they are bestest friends. But that's not where the massage stories end, because last night, Scott and Katrina, husband and wife, were sitting having dinner. I went over to talk with them, and Scott looked up and said, we had a couples massage today, and our romance has been reignited.
Nice. Uh-huh.
And I couldn't tell if he was joking or not.
Well, we're already at 100%, so why would you want to go to 200? But we heard a commercial while we were getting...
Yeah. Okay.
Safe answer.
Sorry.
But we heard a commercial while we were sitting at the beach. It's like, rekindle your romance with a couple's massage. It's like, I didn't know we were getting all that.
Okay.
That all was right. part of the package?
Okay.
Nice.
So
yeah, it was great.
The massage was good?
The massage was unbelievable.
It was really good. And I've been to a lot of resorts where you go in and you're like, you know, are they certified like they are in America? These are the things I think about.
Of course you
do. Right, of course
yes.
I do.
Hi, I'm Katrina Cravey.
Can I see your certification?
I would like to see your certification.
Yeah. I know you're buck naked and you don't have a wallet on you right
yes,
now.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so they were terrific. I mean, yes. Probably one of the best massages I've ever had.
I agree. And I was at the pool yesterday, and one of the gentlemen came up to me and asked me how the massage was. I don't see him here. He had gotten one, too. And he said,
what do you mean
that,
you don't see him here? Is he one of our party?
Yeah, someone with our party, but now I don't remember who it was.
Did he ask for a lot of details? That's kind of creepy.
He said that he had had a massage, and the woman that was massaging was so strong, and she was doing the elbows in the back, and I said, oh, I didn't get any of that, and I had really tight shoulders. And the bartender says, lady, the man has skin like cow, women's skin like the sheep. It's a different process. And he was like, and I said, I wasn't complaining. But he was describing it so, like, romanticized. I was like, that makes perfect sense.
I never thought somebody telling me I have animal skin would be so incredibly alluring.
Skin like a sheep.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Well, Dave, Marcus, and I, our appointment's at 1:15. I can't wait.
Yeah, I know, right? I want to tell you.
Yeah, right.
This is totally true.
Did you book this, John?
No, this is totally true. This is my luck. One time at one of these resorts, not down here, but I booked a massage, and the woman came in, and, you know, she was let's just say powerful. She was powerfully built.
Little Helga.
But here's the thing. She had a callus on her hand.
Oh.
Right? And at first I thought, when she started massaging my back, I was like, do I have like a zit back there that I don't know about? You know what I mean? Like at first it was like, wait, maybe I have, you know, like one of those things that's, maybe it's back here somewhere. Then when she moved her hands and I realized, well, I don't have a zit there. And a zit, it hurt like hell.
Wow.
It might have been a boil.
Yeah.
It might have been bigger than a callus.
It was, whatever it was in her hand was gigantic.
Should have gotten yourself checked out after that.
Trust me, I did.